How technology is changing the Paralympic Games and how much it costs. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Molly Wood. The first Winter Paralympics were held in 1976 in Sweden. The first Summer Paralympics were held in 1960 in Italy. Now the games are going on in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Athletes compete in events such as alpine skiing, some using a seat attached to a single ski. There's also biathlon, in which vision-impaired athletes use sound to shoot at targets. Ian Britton is a research fellow at Coventry University in the United Kingdom, where he studies disabilities and the Paralympics. Ian, what role does technology play in the games?
It's an enabling factor in that some athletes simply wouldn't be able to take part in sport without technology. But at the same time, the very cost of that technology actually makes it a barrier to competition. So, you know, obviously the more developed nations can afford better technology and therefore tend on the whole to win far more medals.
Is there any effort underway to sort of level the playing field in that regard?
Yes and no, I suppose. I mean, it's very similar to the Olympic Games. A lot of charities are available now who actually provide technology to the less developed nations, but it doesn't tend to be the really high-end technology. I mean, for instance, in Rio, the US Paralympic team had their racing wheelchairs custom designed by BMW. I mean, a racing wheelchair, you know, you're talking $6,000-$7,000, a single below-the-knee custom-fitted prosthetic limb for athletics, you're probably talking $15,000.
So can you give me an example of a particular sport and how the technology used in it has changed over the years?
Prosthetic limbs have changed dramatically, you know. I mean, right in the sort of, you know, 40s, 50s, there wouldn't have been more than a sort of a wooden prosthetic, and people would have used crutches as part of the race as well. So they would be using a combination of a wooden prosthetics limb and a pair of crutches to be able to try and run down the track. Now, you know, we have these lightweight aluminium with all sorts of bells and whistles on them that cost an absolute fortune, but, you know, they're custom made for the individual to fit the shape of the stump, to fit their running gait, etc. Part of that, to be honest, has been generated by the military as well. Soldiers coming back from combat who've been injured, they try to get them back to sort of fully functioning human beings. And one way they do that is to give them the best possible lower limb technology.
How does technology used in the games translate to what's available for non-Paralympians and everyone else after the games?
I think it's quite a slow process, and this is a very recent thing, given the sort of much higher profile that the Paralympic Games has now. So you've got the likes of, you know, NASA, who develop very lightweight, durable materials. And so now the very high-end technology for the wheelchairs and for the racing prosthetic limbs is making use of that technology. And then gradually, as that technology becomes more affordable, it tends to spin out into the more general population for people with disabilities. So you get slightly, you know, lighter weight, daily use wheelchairs, etc.
Ian Britton studies disabilities and the Paralympics at Coventry University in the United Kingdom. NBC is only showing the games in prime time on the first and last days of competition, but it is available on other platforms. Our Marketplace Digital team has more on how you can watch the games. That's on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Kimberly Adams. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.